Day 4. After desolation, the Lord gives comfort and help. And God heard the voice of the child, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, "What ails thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the child where he is. Arise, lift the boy, and strengthen thy hand in him, for I will set him for a great nation." And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the child drink. And God was with the child, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became a shooter of the bow. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. Arcana Celestia 2694. Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the child where he is. That this signifies the hope of help is evident from the signification of fear not, as being not to despair. For when fear is taken away, hope is present. They who are being reformed are reduced into ignorance of truth or desolation, even to grief and despair. And that then, for the first time, they have comfort and help from the Lord, is unknown at this day, for the reason that few are reformed. They who are such that they can be reformed are brought into this state, if not in the life of the body, nevertheless in the other life, where this state is well known and is called vastation, or desolation. The reason for this vastation and desolation is chiefly that the persuasive light, which they have conceived from what is their own, may be broken, and that they may also receive the perception of good and truth, which they cannot receive until the persuasive, which is from their own, has been, as it were, softened. This is brought about by the state of anxiety and grief, even to despair. No one can perceive with an exquisite sense what is good, even what is blessed and happy, unless he has been in a state of what is not good, not blessed, and not happy. From this he acquires a sphere of perception, and this in the degree in which he has been in the opposite state. The sphere of perception and the extension of its limits arise from the realizing of contrasts. These are reasons for vastation or desolation, besides many others. Take another example for illustration. If to those who have conceived the persuasion that when they are justified there is no longer any evil in them, but it is completely wiped away and blotted out, and thus they are pure, if it is made clear to them by thousands of reasons that nothing is wiped away or blotted out, but that they are kept back from evil and held in good by the Lord, that is to say, those who are of such a character that from the life of good in which they had been in the world, this is possible for them, and if, moreover, they are convinced by experience that of themselves they are nothing but evil, and indeed are most impure heaps of evils, after all, they will not recede from the belief of their opinion. But when they are reduced to such a state that they perceive hell in themselves, and this to such a degree as to despair of ever being able to be saved, then, for the first time, that persuasive is broken, and with it their pride, and their contempt of others in comparison with themselves, and also the arrogance that they are the only ones who are saved. And they can be led into the true confession of faith, not only that all good is from the Lord, but also that all things are of his mercy, and at length into humiliation of heart before the Lord, which is not possible without the acknowledgement of the true character of oneself. Hence now it is manifest why they who are being reformed or are becoming spiritual are reduced into the state of vastation or desolation treated of in the verses that precede. And when they are in that state even to despair, Then for the first time they receive comfort and help from the Lord. Why is it necessary to go through desolation of truth or spiritual thirst in order to receive comfort and help from the Lord? What does this imply about terrible experiences that some people go through? Thousands of reasons and even experiences do not change a person's mind until he or she is ready. What does this imply about trying to help a neighbor in some kind of distress? What are some of the evils that need to be addressed by desolations? The heavenly doctrine teaches that good people of all faiths are saved. Knowing this teaching, are we spared from the arrogance of thinking that only new church people who believe as we do are saved? Another example given in this passage is the inclination to ascribe all things to our own prudence and little or nothing to divine providence. We need to be led into the belief that we can do nothing of ourselves, but that all power, prudence, intelligence, and wisdom are from the Lord. What is an area of life where you have seen this clearly, or an area in which you have a hard time seeing this?